Oh, hey. No, I didn't make dinner yet because I'm taking you out. Yeah, it's been a while, and I thought a little date would be nice. Why do you look so uncomfortable? What, you don't want to go? Plans. What plans? I thought you were free. No, you didn't mention it. You used to tell me everything, but you're doing your own stuff more and more, so. Nothing. Never mind. Who are you going out with? Do I even know them? Is that so? No, you never told me about them. Work, right. And are these people single or? You don't see what's wrong? Really? I know, I'm not trying to start a fight. I'm not trying to forbid you from going out, seeing friends, having fun. It's just, it feels like you're drifting away from me lately. You're telling me less and less, making new friends, going out. I'm starting to feel left out. I didn't say anything earlier because it felt like it was only in my head, and I was planning to take you on a date to show myself that you still want me, but apparently not. Then cancel. Go out with me instead. Honestly, I don't know them. You said they're all single. I don't like it. Because you are not single. Unless you want to be, then there's a really important conversation we need to have. Great. Then show me and go out with me. Absolutely not. I'm not going with you. I don't know any of them. I'm not. I know I'm possessive, but that has nothing to do with jealousy. I would just like to feel more connected with you, know more about your life and your friends, especially if you're planning to get drunk with them. Why do you look like a bad idea just popped into your head? Yes, you do. I'm mad, and you have this little smirk like you're gonna do something. Even the inflection in your voice is telling me you're currently thinking about it. Tell me. I know. You told me. Most people think it's a red flag, by the way. I still don't get how you find my possessiveness attractive. You shouldn't have to tell me your every move to feel like you're important to me. I know. Stop fidgeting. What's up with you? Wait. I think I know what's with you right now. You're unbelievable. You've done nothing. Just your thoughts. Whatever you thought of made you super horny in a second, didn't it? I know you. You are. What did you think about? Don't be shy. I want to know now. And if it involves me, I'm allowed to know. What? No, I heard you. It's just, you've never asked me to mark you. At least not bluntly like that without a certain context. Don't. Your friends know you're dating someone already? So they'll never try anything anyway, right? No, I know. I'm just surprised. Even if you ask me to bite you and stuff when we're doing things, you always ask me to make sure they won't be visible for work. Yes, but I respect you and your choices, and I understand how it can be delicate to explain to your boss that. I don't want to spend time with your friends. I want to spend time with you. I did want to go out, but I know how it'll be if I'm there. We'll be stuck together, and the few drunk assholes that won't get the message that you're mine will probably end up with my fist in their face. I don't want to embarrass you in front of your friends, and if they're from work, I don't want to get you in trouble. I know I am. So, where do you want me to mark you? Look who's feeling desperate for my touch now. Tilt your head. Show me that neck then. You want it right here? Yeah. I just love making you wait. I know how impatient you can be. Since you asked so nicely. What's wrong? Oh, really? Isn't that what you wanted? Harder? How hard? What's wrong? Are you satisfied? Go look in the mirror. You didn't even look. You really want a bite? All right, show me the other side. That way, no matter who comes around you, they will see that you're already claimed. Don't look at me like that. Come here. Because I won't be able to let you leave. Oh, so now you don't want to go. I see. But you said you were going. You can't let them down. I mean, I would rather stay here and take care of you. But I'm also kind of curious how long it'll take you to come back home after your evening starts. I'm sure you won't be away for very long. You know I'm the only one who can give you what you need right now. Well, you're all set now. You can go. In the meantime, I'll prepare everything for you for when you come home. Oh, you'll see when you get home. You don't want me to spoil the surprise, do you? Okay, I admit, I'm not completely sure on what I want for now. I have a few ideas, but I need to choose. All right, you should go now. What time are you supposed to be there? You're already 15 minutes late. Not that surprising, but still, you should go. Yes, you should, so I can take care of the next part of your night. Now go. Hey, I love you. Have fun. See you later.